people are worrying about bother you, because you would realize how humans have worried about things almost from the time that they've been around, and things continue to evolve and get better and better and better and better and better and better and better. Of course, you could focus upon any little pocket of the world, and you can find within it components that are pleasing to you or components that are not. And it really is a matter of tuning yourself to them. So now what you are demonstrating here, you are demonstrating that you're pretty good at observing conditions that make you feel good, but you also are demonstrating to a certain extent that a large part of the reason that you're able to feel good is because you managed to do a good job of controlling the environment around you so that you don't have that much to see that doesn't feel good. But that when you do see something that doesn't feel good, then you're sort of out of control, which leads to the reason that so many people are struggling so hard to try to control the environment around them. In other words, almost everybody that you meet is doing their best to control the environment, and their happiness pretty much is dependent upon how much control of the environment they think they have. So you've wrestled your environment to the ground and done a pretty good job of it, and you're feeling pretty good, and then something as simple as a bird's nest sets you off balance, and then your well-meaning friend giving you even more about things that you cannot control. So now we're rambling in response to your rambling, but we want to say to you that until you reach the place where you finally just get it, that there's too much out there in this world that you are focused upon that you cannot control, and that if your happiness depends upon being able to control it, you will not ever be happy. And there is an alternative other than isolating yourself away from things that bother you. And that alternative is fixating on things that feel good until you've practiced that so powerfully in your vibration that only things that feel good then come into your world. In other words, sometimes people say, Abraham, I don't get what you're saying. If I focus upon the best part of my world and I achieve only that vibration, then won't the universe just bring me a really good world? And won't I just observe my really good world? And then won't the universe just bring me more of a really good world? And isn't that sort of what I've already been doing here? And we say, yes, but we want you to go beyond getting your feeling response from what you're observing. We want you to use the power of your mind to take things that you are worried about, like the polar bears, and envision them into a place where you feel better. Just like our friend is warming up for his run so that he doesn't strain a muscle, we want you to warm up for your jog through the world. We want you to warm up for the friend who might approach you with information about something that you don't want. We want you to be ready for it. We want you to be warmed up and ready for it. And so when the bird falls out of its nest, what happened when the bird nest fell down?
Well, the little birdlets died. I mean, they were gone when I found them, and they passed over into whatever birds go.
And so what do you think the lifespan of the bird is?
Not that long.
And do you have a lot of little bird funerals in your life? In other words, or do you accept the coming and going and the coming and the going and the coming and going and coming and going? And so when you find the birds and you realize that they're gone, is there a way that you can soothe yourself? In other words, or do you just take the trauma of it at face value and just carry that around with you until somebody brings you an even bigger trauma to talk about? Or could you sort of warm yourself up for that? Could you talk yourself into alignment about something like that? In other words, that's what we would do. We would acknowledge that birds come and go, that they don't have long lifespans, that they're easy in and out of life experience, that they're joyful when they are here, that the mother bird is not fretting over anything. She's just off laying another basket of eggs somewhere, even as you speak, and that she will tend those and that she will do her best to give them a good launching, but that she is not having a nervous breakdown over what happened to this basket of eggs. In other words, she is, you see what we're getting at? So as you, rather than trying to prevent yourself from ever having an experience from which you have to move from not feeling good, in, as our wise friend said, into a greater feeling of relief, into a greater feeling of relief, and a greater feeling of relief, as you reach for feelings of relief because you want relief, not because you're trying to make something happen, you want relief, what begins to happen is you tune to a vibration that only allows you access to things that feel good in your world.